roots of black resistance. For decades, neither scholars nor historians bothered to address the existence of the Black Panther Party. If the BPP was a member of the family of black struggle and resistance, it was an unwelcome member, sort of like a stepchild. The accolades and bouquets of late 20th century black struggle were awarded to veterans of the civil rights struggle or advocates of the nonviolent teachings of the martyred Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elevated by white and black elites to the heights of social acceptance, Dr. King's message of Christian forbearance and his turn-the-other-cheek doctrine were calming to the white psyche. To Americans bred for comfort, Dr. King was above all safe. The Black Panther Party was the antithesis of Dr. King. The party was not a civil rights group. It did not believe in turning the other cheek. It was markedly secular. It did not preach nonviolence, but practiced the human right of self-defense. It was socialist in orientation and advocated the establishment, after a national vote, of a separate revolutionary socialist black nation state. The Black Panther Party made white Americans feel many things, but safe wasn't one of them. For late 20th century scholars and historians trained to study safe history, the Black Panther Party represented a kind of anomaly rather than an historical descendant of a long, impressive line of black resistance fighters. In fact, the history of Africans in the Americas was one of arch resistance, of various attempts at independent black governance, of armed resistance, and indeed of pitched battles for freedom from the unrelenting nightmare of American Herrenvolk white supremacist democracy. For generations, blacks have dreamed of a social reality that can only be termed national independence or black nationalism. They gave their energies and their strengths to find a place where life could be lived in freedom. You've been listening to an excerpt from We Want Freedom. This is its author, Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.